Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You're listening to the Bow Hunter Planet podcast, your gateway to the wonderful world of archery and bow hunting. The Bow Hunter Planet podcast would like to thank our outdoor partners for their support. It's because of these companies we can keep this show educating, entertaining, and growing the archery heritage. Please check out these partners' links in the description of this podcast. Now, your hosts, Tim and Dave. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, welcome to the BowHunterPlanet.com podcast. Myself, Dave Thompson, Tim Mazzarana, tonight with our friend Ben Stern from Tacticam, talking about the amazing products they have over there. There's so many different cameras they have and different things they have that it's really interesting to talk with Ben about this, because, you know, the thing is like when you go out to hunt, we're all filming our hunts. Like, we do it every time. So these guys give you a chance to do it in a very easy way that actually mends perfectly with your setup. So Ben, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
I'm doing awesome. And you guys?
Doing
no
great.
Complaints here, my friend. Appreciate you being on with us tonight.
No, I'm glad. I'm glad that this worked out. I know we tried to put something together maybe a month ago, and it was just crazy. You know, bucks running around, and we had deer to chase, and we had to postpone it till November 17th. Right now,
yeah, it's crazy. Tim and I just got back from a week of hunting. We saw two deer, I think, total. It was rough.
For a week.
Yeah. No, I don't remember what we were going to do this, and then something happened where we couldn't do it. I'm just so glad that we put this together, though. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're big fans of your guys's, have been for a long time. Your products not only are they awesome, but in my opinion, some of the easiest user interfaces, you know, in order to use, get up and running, and just quality. So, you know, what we want to talk about a little bit is what Tacticam is, what you guys have going on there, if you don't mind a little bit, Ben.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I'm glad you said that, because the user interface, just ease of use, really, that has been the main goal from day one. You know, when I was first starting this company, before it was even a company, it was, you know, filming with other cameras, and I'm trying to film these bucks to, you know, show my grandpa, you know, because he did not believe me that I said, I'm like, I saw the monster, like it was the big boy. He's like, whatever, you didn't see it, you know. So it was almost like a little bit of a challenge, like, well, how can I get some videos? I want to show my grandpa this stuff. And of course, I'm out there and I'm filming, I'm getting busted, you know. And I realize you can do it with big cameras, I'm just not that good at it. You know, like, I need something small. I need something that integrates with my bow, you know, slides into the stabilizer or mounts on my gun or whatever it is that I'm doing. I need something that just becomes part of the hunt.
Yeah.
You know, so that's really what Tacticam started on, was how do we build a camera that integrates with our equipment, you know, and you push one button, it turns on, it does everything automatic, you know, and you're just hunting, you're in the hunt, and it's just there to document for you.
So how long has Tacticam been around now?
8 years. Yep. Wow.
It's been a long, yeah, so fast 8 years.
it has been a really fast 8 years. Like, I just saw, I was like, 8 years? I was like, really? You know, I was like, it feels like 3, you know, 4, you know, just because, like, yeah, it's just so, I mean, it's awesome. Like, we are having so much fun. We're passionate about it. You know, all the way from back in the first camera, and I know you guys had some of those, you know, the one button, push it and you just let it rip, right? And now we've got the whole, you know, 5.0 system with the remote. You push one button on the remote, it's all RF. It just goes out, pings the cameras. You know, they're sitting there off, not burning batteries. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, hey, am I supposed to turn on and record this buck? Oh yeah, sure. That's what I'm supposed to do. And bam, they're just on and they're recording. I'm sure you guys saw that video we just put out. It was Jeff Peel and myself. He's the CEO, business partner. And I wanted to take him hunting so bad. You know, like, it was back in the day, we were first building one of the first cameras, and he was sitting in the tree stand with me. And I whacked the buck of a lifetime for me, just this really big Wisconsin 10 pointer. And it was just a stud. We were so excited, you know, and we filmed it on one camera, right? Just one, which is great. Well, I took him out this year and we killed a stud of an 8 pointer. I'll have to get you guys that link if you want to see it.
Awesome. But
just amazing. Hit the one button. I'm in the tree with him. The camera turns on his bow. I got two mounted in the tree, different angles. I got mount cameras on the ground. We got the Tacticam reveal running on video. And this buck comes in just, it was so cool. And sealed the deal all on camera. And it is so impressive. Like, when you watch this video, it makes you want to go get in the woods. Like, in my opinion, it's pretty awesome. So it was all done with one button. I literally pushed one button and it just triggered everything just
syncs them all together, is what you're saying. So that one remote, no matter how, not, is there a limit to the number of cameras you can sync to that, or is it unlimited?
So we market it as 5, but honestly, I can run 10 cameras, I can run 15, 20 cameras off of it. But you know, as you start to get more cameras, you know, not only is it just more to manage, you know, and it starts to take away from the hunt and it becomes more about the filming, where I feel like 5 cameras is easy. You walk in, throw a couple on the ground, bring a couple in the tree and get it on your weapon. And all of a sudden now you got like a full production if you want it. So
that makes sense. So talk to us a little bit about the cameras themselves. Like, what kind of tech do you have behind? I know you have a couple variations of the 5.0. Battery life, all of that kind of techie goodness.
Yeah, so this is the camera. This is the 5.0. This is actually the 5.0 wide. So we have two versions. The zoom is going to be the one that you would put on your weapon. The wide, typically I run this facing back at me, and or I'll put one in a tree over my shoulder, because I love that angle of just pulling back and get that whole view. And then, I mean, you're going to get 2.5 hours of recording on this, but when you're running it on the remote system, the cameras are truly off. So you can put them out. And I've had cameras out for a whole weekend before. Like, I'm up in a tree and I can't get out of the tree, and I know I'm going to hunt there in the morning. I'll just slide out of there, come right back in the dark, and I'm still set up. And now I'm running the cameras right off my remote again.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive, because some of those competitors out there, they don't last but an hour sitting out there. You know, you got to leave them on. They got to sync with the Bluetooth and the remote and all that stuff. And then if they lose this signal, they're losing battery on top of it. And it's just a big pain in the butt. Because then when your money shot comes, right, and you're ready to get everything rolling, there's a buck coming in, or whatever you're shooting, you try and hit that remote and nothing happens. And it's the worst experience ever.
Right. Yeah. And I agree. So that's why, you know, it's easy to make things complicated, right? Like,
absolutely.
It's pretty easy to do that. But our goal is to try to make it as easy as possible, but yet give you those features, you know, that allow you to, you know, kind of customize it ahead of time, you know, get them set up the way you want. So if it's 4K, you know, 30 frames per second, or if you want to shoot something a little higher speed, you know, you can go 1080 at like, you know, 60 or whatever it is you want to do. You know, you can have that set up and the camera just remembers, you know, it just saves itself. So when it's off, you hit that button, it turns on, it knows what it's supposed to do, and it just starts doing it.
Awesome.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. What about the mounts? What are the options for mounting the camera?
So I prefer the stabilizer mount. The camera slides. I should have grabbed one of those. The camera slides right inside of the stabilizer on the bow. And then there's a little thumbnail that just tightens it up. So you're filming right off the bow. You can also do, I call it like it's a gun mount, but it would then mount to the top of your existing stabilizer. And then the camera would just come off right off the top. We use some different universal mounts to come off the riser for like self-filming back. And or if you're in a ground blind, you can also point it out like off, you know, towards the top of your bow. It's a little easier to film off of. Otherwise, we've got, you know, tree mounts, like tree screw-in mounts, you know, for getting cameras out. You know, if you're hunting over a scrape, a lot of times I take these little clamp mounts, which we have on our website somewhere, just clip it right up in the tree as I'm walking in. You know, if I refresh the scrape a little bit, reach up, clip the camera in. And now I'm, you know, getting this buck coming in and rubbing his horns all over, and the camera's right in its face. So just pretty awesome footage.
What's the distance on that remote? Like how far away would you say would work?
Yardage? So we test them like out to around 100 yards, but uh-huh. I usually tell people if you're 50 yards and in, you're really consistent. So what can happen is, you know, you might get a signal fluctuation and you don't get the feedback where, you know, the camera's running, but it also tells you like how much battery life the camera has. And it tells you like how long it's been running. Every once in a while, some of that information will get screwed up at the further distances.
Early in the year, we interviewed Fourth Arrow Camera Arms, and they have an arm called the Outreach. And they actually sent me one. It's one of the coolest things. And your camera would fit perfect on this. And you could put it anywhere. Like it sticks out like 6 feet. So like if your audience wanted to use it, flip your camera around, it would go out 6 feet over the top of you looking back at you, which is very unique when you think about it. Like, cause now you got this huge wide angle of this, you know, the whole setup. Or like the one, I don't know, Tim, did you bring that one back or did you forget it?
Which one?
The one I asked you to pull down and bring.
I pulled it down. Don't know if I brought it back with me though. It's probably sitting in the trailer.
I'm good with that. No, I just want to make sure you pulled it down. But anyway, long story short, I put mine out on a tree and it was far away. So you have that option then to use it at a distance and get like a run or a scrape or something. You think you could have a camera right there coming off a tree that's, you know, up over the top of the scrape looking down. Like you could get looking at the hunter while the deer's coming in, right, from the opposite direction where you could shoot the deer see the arrow going through. I mean, it was pretty cool. So, but that's definitely awesome. Something that would work good with your stuff as well.
Yeah. So that scenario right there is exactly what I set up when, you know, when Jeff and I just went, it was only a couple of weeks ago, but I set a camera with a stake right in the ground behind a really heavily used trail. And then there's a scrape right in front of that, which I'll put a camera right up by that. And then we're in the tree. So the one on the ground catches the deer, the scrape, and us up in the tree. So that buck stopped right in front of that camera. So not only get us in the tree, arrow coming down through into the deer and exiting the deer on that one camera, plus all the rest of the angles and the reveal running on video, it was nuts.
That's really cool.
So before I talk about that reveal, because that's very interesting to me, actually, that you had it on that reveal. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't bring up the crossbow options for mounting
the scope. Oh, absolutely.
Or the gun options for mounting the scope. So tell me a little bit. I know you have several options. I'm looking at them on the website right now. You have Picatinny rail ones, but I'll let you kind of go through them. But if you wouldn't mind giving a rundown of the different mounting options for those.
Yeah, so for crossbow hunters, typically we do the under scope mount, which a lot of those crossbow scopes are really compact. And they don't really leave a lot of room for like using an FTS, which is the film through scope. But we'll mount that camera right underneath the scope on the rail, and it just comes right off to the side. So here's your scope, and then here's the camera sitting right here. That's typically a really nice setup, especially, you know, you're shooting 30 yards or in or 40 yards and in. That's going to look really, really good on camera. And then, or if you're shooting a little bit bigger scope, or if you're shooting like a gun, the FTS setup is film through scope, which actually mounts on the back of the scope, and then the camera films through what you're seeing right through the scope, which it's pretty impressive. I put bigger scopes on my crossbows, which like my wife and or Leo, my son who's 9, I take them out hunting, and that's what we use, and it's so fun to do film through the scope.
Absolutely. But
yeah, so we've got those. And then we also have like a spotting scope camera, which is this one. And it's got a nice little screen on the back. The nice thing about this is you mount this on the back of your spotting scope. You're in the truck or whatever, driving around. You throw your spotting scope right up on the glass, and you don't have to try to, you know, get down and look through it. You got the screen. So then you're just basically getting it lined up and get some really good content that way as well.
So that hard mounts on the outside of the spotting scope. So once it's on there, it's locked into position.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yep. Yeah, that's
so. Really, and then cool. it's got a quick release too, so you can take it off real fast if you want. But
yeah. They're talking about that. So, we just started working on our Gun Hunter Plan segment, which will be a different, like a sister show to this. And the guys were talking about, hey, we need to record night vision through these scopes, and they're going through all these different things. And I said, I think Tacticam has something that does it, but I'm not positive. So I'm glad we just had this conversation.
yeah. So yeah, and depending on the night vision, we use the FTS, and it's pretty impressive. It's fun.
So how does the FTS cool. work? Is it just a mirror that kind of sees through, and it shoots it to a lens?
Yep. So basically, like I tell people, like think about when you're, you know, in one of them rooms where they can't see you, but you can see them.
Yeah.
It basically does that. So the image, it basically shares the image. The image bounces off that mirror, goes up to the camera, and also sends it through to your eye.
Cool.
So,
wow. Yep.
Pretty impressive. So, man, I got to tell you, you're nerding out on me, and I love it, man. This stuff is really, I don't know why, but I've always loved the tech side of the business, right? What kind of tech is involved in all that? Because it is really, it's really cool to see, and I'm not, gadgets is the wrong word, but this kind of tech being involved in the everyday hunt. You think about just 5 years ago or 10 years ago, this type of stuff, 5 years ago, absolutely revolutionary. 10 years ago, almost non-existent. For that type of
stuff.
Wow, really, really cool to see where you guys have come from and where you continue to go with all your products, man. Very cool.
Yeah, like I said, we're just a passionate group of guys, you know, guys and girls. We just love doing it. We sit around at a table and we're like, you know, hey, how do you think we could do this? You know, and it's like the first question we ask ourselves is, number one, why are we doing it? Like, are we going to do it for ourselves, and or are we doing it to sell product? If it's to sell product, we don't do it. Like, if it's to do it for ourselves, then we're like, you know what? All right, that makes sense then. You know, yeah. I feel real strongly as soon as we start just building stuff to build it, you know, then we lose the magic, you know?
Yeah.
Personally, I think part of the magic about what we do is that we're literally doing this stuff for ourselves, you know, everything. Everything we do is it's because we want something to try, you know, to do that. So then we obviously let other people buy it if they want it.
No doubt. And I think you've inherently followed through with one of the biggest things when it comes to products is what problem are you solving, right? If you're not solving a problem or you're not creating it to for a purpose, you know, and you don't see that purpose or that problem that you're solving with it, nobody else probably will either. So I think that's a great way to look at it. Great way to look at products in general.
And what about the fish one? You have the fish eye. So that's kind of a cool idea. It looks like it kind of films the process of the bringing in the fish and all that. Is that like an underwater thing too or no?
Yeah, so that camera is a fully underwater camera. It can also be used above land. But that there was, you know, summer, we're always out there fishing, hitting the boat. And we love that wide angle, you know, camera. Which like our 5.0 wide, but there was a lot of fall, like things that we didn't like about our product for that specific market, like that fishing market. So we just started making a list of all the things that we would improve, you know, like looping feature. So when you're fishing, you don't know when you're going to catch a fish.
Yeah.
You know, so we got these cameras just recording all the time. And then after you catch a fish, you hit the button and it just saves what happened as opposed to what's going to happen.
That's awesome.
You know, that's so cool.
kind of like a dash cam, but for underwater.
Absolutely. Yep. You got
so
it.
Cool. Wow.
Yep. Now, is there a way to view that externally, or is it just kind of you're filming, and then you got to review your footage later?
So you do have to review it like through the phone, like, or through the app. Or take sense. The SD card out. Yeah, but
I gotta imagine it's extremely hard to try to push a signal out from underwater if it was wireless, or even to hardwire something in there and not destroy the electronics that are in there. So
yeah, it's pretty difficult, but you know, that's a drawback. But all reality, it's like you're just putting this thing under the water. You got a fish that coming into a, you know, you're going to net it or something. You're just sticking that thing in the water. You're not going to have time to look at it anyway. You're just pointing in a general direction. No doubt.
Yeah. And I don't necessarily see it as a drawback, because realistically you don't see that anyway. You know, especially when, you know, and I think about situations where you're out kayaking, right? You're portable, you're mobile. You're very active and moving around a lot. You want something exactly like this. That is portable, movable, something that's able to move around a lot and easily, you know, easily viewable and all that. So I think that's great. Yeah, for sure. Cool, well, man. So you said something earlier though that intrigued me, and that was that you had the your shots, the reveal camera was going as well. So tell us first of all, I think if you're part of the bow hunting world and you haven't heard of the Tacticam reveal cameras yet, you are absolutely missing out. It has been such a game changer for Dave and I and the people that we hunt with, knowing what's there, knowing what's coming, being able to see it weeks in advance instead of going there, pulling cards, trying to figure out what's on camera, arguing over who's going where because they saw the biggest buck on camera, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So
tell us a little bit about that reveal, first of all.
Okay, so the reveal, this was us again being frustrated with, you know, like cost of product, how much they are to run, you know, just a lot of things. And, you know, like Jeff and I and a lot of us that at Tacticam, we run a lot of cell cam, you know, it's just the amount of money we were spending was like, holy man, like this is ridiculous. So we set a goal to try to build a camera that we felt like we would want to use it, right? Well, I'll tell you, we absolutely use these things. We use the heck out of them. And the goal was, let's build the best camera we can for the cheapest price of, like, let's make it affordable. You know, so that was really the goal, was we want to be able to buy a lot of cameras. And we also want to be able to not go broke buying data, you know, to keep these things running. So that's really what we did. And I feel like we're doing something right, because even though, you know, we build as many as we can, they sell out like instantly. So
no doubt.
I think it has a lot to do with the tech behind it. When you talk about the interface and how easy it is to set them up, over the years, I wish I had the video of Jamie trying to set up a competitor's trail camera in the field. It was the funniest thing I ever seen in my life. He was swearing, yelling, kicking his truck. He was so angry and upset on all the stress that to do it. And when these came out and you guys sent us some of these and we start working with them, we just couldn't believe it. We're like, how could this be this cheap and then also be this low cost to run and this easy to use? And I feel like now I'm seeing a lot more competition come into this space with you guys. And I'm not saying on the app side how good your stuff is there, but on the cost and on the data cost. These guys are now basically, you basically led the pack into a different direction on this because they're all like freaking out, like, oh my God, we got to change everything. You know, these guys are crushing it. And I think what you're going to have though is they are going to compete, but the problem is I think they don't have that app tech that you guys have. I mean, this thing is the easiest thing ever to set up and, you know, very simple and really well done.
Yeah. It's like, you know, just scan the QR code, all the information is there for you, and hit activate. You know, it's again, one of the frustrating things about, you know, a cellular camera is putting all these numbers in, trying to figure out where do I go? Verizon, AT&T, activate the SIM? No, you don't. You just buy the camera, scan it in the app. We've already taken care of all of it for you. We buy the data in bulk. We resell it at the cheapest price available. And you pay, you know, $5 a month. We'll get you literally started and going, you know, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's amazing, man.
It is funny because when you guys first came out with the reveal and everybody started to realize how amazing and easy it is to use, there was so many people, like Dave and I would get texts from just people that we know saying, hey, they're in stock over here, go get them now, you know, and they take a picture of the shelf.
It was like an Xbox.
And it was great. Yeah. And then you'd have other guys that are going and they'd send us pictures and they'd take pictures of the shelves. And it's like where your product should be completely empty. And then next to it's all the competitors because nobody wanted them. They were just looking for that Tacticam. And I think it's still that way. I mean, I still hear about people, you know, telling me like, hey, reveal's in stock over here, go and get it.
Yeah.
And I think if I'm not mistaken, you guys have caught up a lot. I mean, there's a lot of challenges this year, obviously manufacturing and putting products out. But I haven't heard nearly as many out of stock stuff as what I had like last year with you guys.
Yeah, we've really just made a goal to, you know, number one, keep the quality, you know, but just keep pushing forward and, you know, try to keep things in stock for people because, you know, the whole point of building something for people to enjoy is to have it available for them. And if it's not there, that's one of the most frustrating things for not only us, but also for the customer. So yeah, we've done a lot of things to make sure that we have enough product for people and make it available. So,
yeah. And you guys keep and reinventing the wheel. I know you guys did an update on your app this year, actually made it a lot easier to use, which it was already easy to use, but the filtering options, setting options and all that kind of stuff a little bit revamped. And I'm telling you, I'm not joking when I say this. I think this category and what you guys have been able to do for this category of trail cam has completely changed the game in the way of hunting.
Well, that's our goal. And there's a lot of updates coming in the app. Like, not lying, like the stuff we've done already, that's just a start. Like, we have probably one of the best teams in the United States. You know, we are like just every single day, everybody on the team is just passionate about it. We're all hunters, you know, just, it's pretty fun to work with, you know, and then, you know, just getting to mess around with cameras. And like, this is one of the new SKs, which this is, by the way, the SK and the XB, they're identical cameras, basically. You'll notice one has two antennas, one has one. That's one, they're, sorry. The XB it has a diversity antenna inside. So the SK has one outside. What that's for is just to help with signal. It improves the signal a little bit. But then also the LiPo pack, which is in the bottom, can be charged by the solar panel, which you can put on the other side of the tree if needed. So what I'm finding, you know, with if you're running a lot of video, I've been swapping these out to one of our bigger solar panels that has a built-in battery. And then, you know, it's running, it's crushing it. It's crazy. Like, you should see some of the videos I'm getting, which remind me and I'll send you some of that, because the videos are incredible coming off these two cameras, you know. But otherwise, yeah, this solar panel, I've got this tucked away in spots where I haven't even gone in 8 months. You know, that's for when we're testing these cameras. And awesome. The cameras are just ripping, like just ripping. And get a big buck coming in, request the HD, bam. Or there's been times where I've got a buck there and I'm like, I switch it over to video, let it shoot some videos, request the videos, switch it back to photo.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
If you think about it, that's like genius.
Go ahead, Dave.
It's genius because what you've done there is allow the animal to get used to the camera fully without human intervention. And I think that when you could do something like this and you can lock down an area without you having to go back. And this is a great example, is that actually there's a spot locally here that our other guy, Kevin, has access to that I've been wanting to get this camera specifically into that woods one time and leave it all year, every, you know, just leave it out there. And because it's a sanctuary and it's big buck zone, I don't want to go back and forth. I want to spray down, go out there, find a tree, put it on and get the heck out, and don't go back until we know if there's something big, you know. And then when I do go back, it's all stealth, all surprise, right? The problem is hunters keep going back and forth to these spots. And it's just putting your scent everywhere. And at some point, the big one's going to get it and he's gone. You know, he ain't coming
back. Yeah. So when we were testing these LiPo packs and solar panels, I had put these cameras out, not with the SK. We were doing X at that time, but we were testing the batteries and solar. I put these cameras out basically about a year ago. Like now, so I put them out during season in some of these bedding areas all winter. They ran, and then in the spring when everything started to get thick again, I had these bucks coming in their bedding. So I got videos and photos of these really nice bucks just growing through the summer and they're just so bedding there, sleeping. And oh my gosh, it was so awesome. And it was the first time I realized exactly what you said. You get these cameras in there, you know, and they get used to them because there's no scent there. It just becomes part of the norm. And you pay attention to a deer when it walks by a new camera that you just put out. What does it do? It looks at it.
Looks at it. Yep.
Yeah. You know, and it's because the scent, you know, it's because it's something new, you know. So I feel strongly about, you know, having a product that, at some point, I want to leave these out forever. I don't ever want to go to them.
Yeah.
You know, like year after year after year. That's the goal.
That's so
cool. So speaking of that, there really is no need to go to them necessarily, right? All the updates, anything that you guys come up with, that's all pushed out wirelessly.
Yeah. So not all the products have that capability, but that's really where we're pushing all of the products to. You know, have that ability to be able to do over the air, you know, hands off. Like, the goal is, how hands off can you make it? Like, I want to buy it, I want to get it ready, and I want to put it out there and never see the product again. And I just want feedback. I just want photos coming. I want videos coming.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want to go see it again. I just want it to work. That's the goal.
Yep. You got to have it work, man.
Like a test.
That's for sure. And that's what sold us on Tactic Cam to begin with, is the fact that it's worked, and it's worked flawlessly for us.
Mm-hmm.
So Ben, what is the price ranges on the cameras? Is it 140 to 200 about?
Yeah. So those new ones, they're the no glow technology, and they do the video requests and all that. That's 140 for the XB, and then like 200. It's like 199 for the SK. So
nice.
If you got a good spot, you know, where it gets decent sun, that SK is going to pay for itself in batteries. But otherwise, if you're, you know, deep down in the jungle, the XB, you know, throw some lipos in there and go put it out. That's what I would do.
That's awesome. Oh man. So yeah, so do you guys have a, I haven't noticed, I haven't really asked or looked into that from you guys, but any sort of like locking system for these?
Yeah. So we do like a bear box.
Okay.
And basically, you know, you can put a Python lock around it and it would feed through the back of the camera. And then also the camera would be inside of a box. So, yeah.
Oh yeah. I see that. You have a lockable secure. That's actually super cheap. $15 right now on sale, of course, you know, which is great, but $15 mm-hmm. for a lockable security box for that. That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you got to have some accessories, right?
Absolutely. Well, like that's the big thing is that even though, yes. you know, even though you don't have to go out there, you don't have to touch it, somebody else might walk out there and grab it. And, you know, I got plenty of buddies mm-hmm. that use lock boxes, private property, you know, as well as when they put them out for public, if you're able to do that, you know, put trail cams out on public land and that kind of stuff. So almost a necessity for sure.
Tim, yeah, did you see the adjustable camera stake?
Oh, that thing's nice. Yeah, the adjustable camera stake. And then this is another part that comes with the SK I really like. This mounts on your tree, or strap this onto your tree, and it swivels, right? So you loosen that up and you can change the angle.
Ooh.
Think about how many times you find sticks in the woods to, you know, just to try to get the right angle. And, you know, the camera has built-in Wi-Fi. So not only does it connect to cellular, but it has a Wi-Fi module in here, hooks up to your phone, and you can walk out in front of the camera 15, 20, 30, 40 feet out and physically see what the camera's seeing on your phone.
Ooh, that's cool.
You know, so it helps you get everything lined up. And,
yeah, I didn't know that.
So like if I can't see behind me, for example, when I'm sitting out wherever I'm sitting, if I have a camera behind me, you're saying I can pull that up on my phone and kind of look at what's out there if I hear noise?
Yeah, you probably could, but so we don't necessarily have them set up to do that.
Yeah.
But illegal. I will.
We don't do that. You can't use electronics to hunt. Do not do that if you're listening to this show.
Well, not in Michigan, at least, but other states
you may be able to. On a deer farm. In a high fence.
So, maybe. But it's actually kind of fun if you're just out enjoying the outdoors, not hunting, you know, just sitting there watching birds fly around, and you're watching the app, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, look at that. Here comes a buck. And you can watch the buck go on the trail right down one camera. Like I do basically just film. Like I love to film and create content. But I'll get a buck walking like from his bed, stands up, got video, walks up the hill, gets video walking up the hill, gets to the top, got video there, walks down, goes towards the field, got video there, and then going out in the field. You know, so you could just, I go and watch this because I want to see how the animal is interacting with cameras, if I just put them up or doing things. So I'll go post up and watch them come down and see how they're interacting with it. But I could be like, oh, here he comes, you know, get quiet, or, you know, and there he is, pops up.
I think what I like most about this, guys, is the idea that we could take these solar ones and put them out in the, like, the deepest of the deepest of the deepest, wherever we can go. And then we can literally go for Sasquatch. We could get the first picture of Sasquatch remotely sent after he eats the crap out of the whole thing, but remotely sends it quickly. Then we're on to something. You're going to sell zillions of these cameras.
Yeah. Once people know
you found Bigfoot.
Man, how cool would that be? You know, if you had, if you guys had the first ever confirmed Bigfoot sighting on a tactic, man.
I
totally buy a Bigfoot outfit.
I think that could be a promotion for you guys.
Yeah.
I agree. Hey, the reveals the Bigfoot.
All right. First one to get Bigfoot officially confirmed on a Tacticam gets like $1,000 or something.
Right. Oh my gosh. That would be so funny.
I made the comment earlier about the adjustable camera stake, because Tim had made these huge 4x4 posts to put these cameras on, and now
right
the whole time you guys had something that's so simple.
Yeah, these huge
4x4s. He's like, I'm gonna make a little tree and put these on trees wherever I want. It's so funny.
It's like, that's check cool. out my sawhorse, taking my sawhorse out to the woods.
he even put like fake leaves on it.
Hey, that works. Yep. But oh my gosh, that's funny.
Oh man. So you guys have got so much going on. It's crazy.
We definitely have a lot going on. We have a lot of fun. You know, just last night, for example, just out sitting in a blind, just sitting out there on my tablet, you know, hooked up to internet, working, watching animals, you know, like just watching animals, watching them interact with our product, you know, running, you know, tacticams, using the remote. I mean, it's so fun. Like, I guess that's where I'm bragging now, because that's what I do, you know. But I guess the point is like, we're out there using them. We're out there testing them every day. We're constantly trying to make them better. You know, we listen to our customers. I mean, it's 5 a.m. in the morning, and Jeff and me and, you know, our app people, we're texting back and forth of, you know, what were the comments from last night on social media? You know, like, what are people saying? What are they having problems with? How do we make this better? You know, let's chase that, you know, that complaint. You know, let's see if we can validate, or how do we make that better? You know, that's what we do every single day.
That's awesome, man. That's what we love to hear. You guys are so connected, not only with the products themselves, because you're active users of it, but you actually listen to your customers. And that's where you're really going to succeed, for sure, is listening to your customers. We hear that from the top brands in the business, you know, not, you know, necessarily trail cams or anything like that, just the top brands in general. And they become the top brands. They become the go-to brands because of that comment right there. So that's cool. Great, man. You guys are thinking about it the right way. And like I said, and I'll say it again, like, we can't complain. You know, we like Tacticam, and we like it for a reason. It works. Yes, it's quality, and the mm-hmm. price points that you guys are able to put these out at. I mean, I just don't think it's touchable, from a user interface to the quality to the longevity, and then how you guys are continuing to move your products forward as we go along as well.
Right. Well, we're not stopping. We're going to keep going.
Good, so. Man. Can't wait right, to Ben. See it.
Thanks for joining us. Stick around a minute. I got two ideas for you. I'm going to give you offline here in a second, and maybe it'll awesome. Turn to something. Maybe it won't.
Hey, looking forward to it. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You guys.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.